This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends.
You're listening to Rise on Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m.
Good afternoon, family and friends. And that was Crowder. All my hope is in Jesus. And we have got such an amazing program lined up for you this afternoon. I really want to encourage you, stay tuned. Go look at us on Facebook. We are live right now as we speak. And we really have a wonderful afternoon, going to have a wonderful hour ahead of us. And we know that we are celebrating our fathers this month. And we really are going to touch on a very relevant and significant subject today. And I have Pastor Nkosinathi Sikabayi. I'm very proud of myself. I got that right. And thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us this afternoon. And he is the lead church, church lead Heartlands Fathers Matter Project. Mm-hmm. And we've just had an incredible weekend with them this weekend, really touching on the significance of fatherhood. Mm-hmm. And there are so many ways mm-hmm. of tapping into the importance of fatherhood. Yes. So he specifically works in mobilizing communities and churches towards the men taking ownership and responsibility and actively participating in the lives of their children.
Yes.
So we are so privileged to have you this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
And I am so excited to what you are going to be sharing with us is so relevant and so important.
Yep.
So men and women out there, this is for both of you. Mm. This is not just for the men. Mm. The value lies in the family unit.
Yes.
So we are here to come in wisdom, the knowledge. You know, this is what my program is about, mm-hmm. is that we often don't speak about these issues enough.
Yep.
It's not spoken about enough. So together as a family, we can get to restoration and rise above all the issues in the family together.
Yeah.
And this is what we are about to do right now. So, Pastor, tell us about your remarkable testimony.
Thank you so much, Renate. Thank you so much to Cape Pulpit. It's a wonderful opportunity to be here. My name is Nkosinathi Sikabayi, as you have heard. I was born in Queenstown, a small town called Queenstown, in the Eastern Cape, and born and raised there in a smaller part of the Eastern Cape called Whittlesea. And so I then moved to Cape Town in 1999, and I have been living here since then. And I have six siblings from my father's side and four siblings from my mother's side. And so I've got 10, basically. We are 10
yes.
at home,
mm.
you know. And obviously, like many young people in the township where you are raised, you know, from broken families. And I think it's been a challenge for me to just grapple with that, and my father was never really active in my life growing up, and it was my uncles, my grandfathers, and some men in society that really stepped in and played that father figure in my life, and it was not an easy thing to accept and embrace, because believe you me, especially as a boy child, you want to be as close as you possibly can to your father.
That's correct.
But unfortunately, that was not happening for a number of reasons. But then one of the things that really I had to grapple with was forgiving my father for being absent. Because it starts there. Because as especially as a believer, you harbor this anger and you harbor this resentment towards your father because you wanted him present in your life, and unfortunately he couldn't be. And for me that was one of the biggest issues that I had to grapple with. And when I came to know Christ, it was one of my first issues. I said, Lord, give me love. Mm-hmm. Give me love. And that was a very important stepping stone towards reconciling with my father and having a genuine, pure relationship with him. And that then helped me. And then part of what happened later on in my life was that I then had to help my siblings have a closer relationship with him, because all of us had just these challenges and issues with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played the role of being the peacemaker.
Actually, the other adult.
The other adult in the relationship. And I think it was not an easy journey. I remember one time, you know, as I was growing up, obviously I wanted to have a closer relationship with my father and my mother, because he was living in a different town. And my mother struggled as to why am I seeking this relationship?
Mm.
Because as a single mother, she felt that she was doing more than enough.
Oh, shame.
You know, am I not enough for you? Am I not doing, what is it that is missing that I'm not doing as a single mother? But the reality is that as a boy child, there was this yearning to connect with my father, to get to know him, to get to know who is this man that is called my father. And it's not that my uncles and my grandfather and everybody was not doing that job. They were doing a phenomenal job in terms of raising me.
But there's only what a father can do.
Can do.
There's only one thing that a mother, nobody else can do.
I promise you. I promise you.
That is a fact.
That yearning was just so strong. It was just so strong. I just could not understand myself.
That void was very big.
That void was very big. Mm. And I think this is true for all of us as fathers, whether you are, you know, because it's possible that you are a father, you are married, you are in the home, but you're not connected to your children.
Yes.
You can be in the house, but disconnected completely to your kids. And so a lot of the young people are looking and yearning for that relationship. And this is why we said, and I think this for me was preparing me for what I'm doing now. One of the amazing things about my testimony is that when I reconciled with my father, I then was able to connect my wife and my kids to their grandfather.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You broke that cycle.
I broke that gap. That gap.
Filled the gap
and I became a father. A father of three amazing kids at home, and we have adopted a fourth one. And so
incredible.
I've got two girls and two boys, and I'm that father that was not present.
Mm.
But also, I had to reconcile my siblings to my father. And guess what? My father passed away during the COVID.
Yes.
He was one of the victims of COVID, unfortunately. And the pastor that was supposed to, you know, facilitate and conduct the funeral, unfortunately could not make it at the last minute. So I ended up having to conduct my father's funeral. So that reconciliation and forgiveness and the journey was for me up until even the last minute of his life. When everything was said and done, And I had to work with my stepmother to prepare for the funeral, to do all of the things. But eventually, little did I know that I had to be the pastor that is the one that conducts my father's funeral.
God is so faithful. Oh, my goodness, I'm in tears.
God looks
amazing. The Lord is so faithful.
Yeah.
But obviously, like we shared before, our testimonies, our journeys pushes us into this new season
that he has
planned. Purposed from the day you were in your mommy's womb.
That you don't know about.
Yes, we don't know about, but he knew who you were going to be.
Exactly.
So tell us, how did that come about?
Look, I think as I was growing, what was interesting is that as I was being called into ministry, I found myself mentoring. First of all, I was being mentored by a lot of men in the church.
Mm.
Besides my uncles and all of that, I actually gave a testimony that the license that I'm using was a license that was done by one of the leaders in the church who took interest in me and said, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen with your life. I don't know where you're going to be, but this is my gift to you. I want you to take you to a driving school. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pay for your learner's, you know, test. And also paid for my license. Can you believe that? And I think there's been so many such men in my life who came in and just believed in me.
And ushered you.
And just ushered me. They believed in me. They believed in what God had placed in my heart, and that then has birthed in me the heart for others.
Exactly.
Because this was modeled to me. This was modeled to me, and I saw it happening in my life, and therefore, because it was modeled to me, I was literally
like paying
called.
It forward.
I was paying it forward. It just came natural to me that I would have someone that I'm journeying with, invest myself, invest resources, and just pour myself to a lot of young men in the church, a lot of young men in the township, and actually one of them, you know, young man from Khayelitsha, God just called me to invest in his life, and I completely poured my life into him, and now went to study in the U.S.
Sure.
Went to study in the U.S.
That
great achievement. Did so well in his journey. Ordained him as a pastor, and now he's pastoring a church in America.
My goodness, that is incredible. That is incredible. And you were the springboard for him.
Yeah.
Leveraging him. But at the same time, even if you think back of you having to reconcile with your father, that was also training.
It was training.
And with your siblings,
yes.
That was already teaching you how to communicate.
Exactly.
Towards, especially with young people.
Exactly.
And because there's sometimes a lot of resistance.
Yeah.
And no, I don't care, or I don't want it, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, but I love what you people call these fathers that come alongside you.
Social fathers.
Yes, I had fortunately had that for my son in my time of single parenting.
Wow.
And they pitched up at his rugby games.
Yes.
They pitched up at all his things. It was wonderful. It was friends' fathers and church fathers and everything. It was wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
And he's a fine young man today.
Exactly.
And that is where sometimes, and you know what? Our poor fathers that also come from brokenness.
Oh, yeah.
They come from their own brokenness. So
exactly.
They've got no point of reference of how
That's
to be
point.
Fathers.
It was not modeled to them
exactly.
on how to be fathers. And God, in his grace, just gives us this ability to journey with our own children, first of all, because it's important for you to journey with your own children before you can become a social father to others.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me is, so when people are asking, do fathers matter? Because when you ask,
yes.
do mothers matter? Everybody's like, duh, that's obvious. You don't even have to ask that. Do mothers matter? But when you ask, do fathers matter? Most people don't believe that fathers matter. But the challenge is even bigger in the sense that fathers themselves don't realize that they do matter.
That's correct.
Because it's important. Our message is to make sure that fathers themselves understand that they do matter. They are so crucial to the development and growth of a child.
Amen.
And Amen. Every father must step in and be present. As I'm saying in my own life, I couldn't understand this gap, this hole that was just in there. And my mother tried all that she could.
And she was an amazing mom.
She was an amazing mother.
Amazing
a disciplinarian and a very strict. I mean, I'm able to cook. I'm able to do things.
Any good man should be
and
able to do.
Exactly. But I was taught by my mother. But the reality is that in my life I needed this man, and I needed to connect with him, and I needed to reconcile with him, and I needed him in my life. And so very important for fathers to understand that you matter, you are important, you are crucial in the life of a child.
Amen.
Especially
Amen.
For that development.
Amen. And this is so vital. So family and friends, it's never too late, eh?
Never
too never. Late to reconnect.
Yep.
Reconcile. So start understanding that sometimes reconciliation can look so different.
Oh, yeah.
So different, but
it's
okay.
At least
it's happening.
It's happening.
And even in the spiritual realm, I was speaking to another pastor the other day, and he said, you know, I just shared with him how important it is to, you never know when that father is going to return.
Oh, yeah.
So mothers, I want to please encourage you.
Oh, yeah.
Keep praying for the fathers of your children.
Yes.
That they will return somewhere in their lives, like Uncle Sinati had at the later stage of his life.
Yes.
They connected.
Yeah.
So we need to call our fathers in. And our children's got their issues with their children's fathers and all those kind of things. We must be so cautious of our narrative and how we navigate these relationships and never speak up against the father.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That is so, you know, we cannot dishonor the father.
Yeah,
even
so
though he doesn't know, he's not maybe the perfect father. He's better than no father.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we just trust the Lord for our fathers that they will turn to him eventually in their lives, even if it is at their deathbed. It is okay. We need to keep on praying for our fathers. But we're going to have a lovely music break now with Ernie Smith, and he's going to sing Yesterday. And I think this is so vital for our topic because our yesterdays are more painful than it leaches to the present pains and aches that we have. So let us listen to Ernie Smith with Yesterday. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon and staying with us. And I know it's a lovely rainy day there, so I'm sure you're enjoying sitting behind your radio or in front of your desk listening and streamlining us. But please, I want to encourage you, family and friends, to go and download our app, and it gives you an opportunity to even follow our podcasts afterwards if you're missing something. We've got such an important topic today as we celebrate our fathers this month, and we need to know the absolute facts. Do fathers matter? They matter. And you are going to hear this from our very special guest this afternoon, and it's Pastor Nkosinati. He's the church and community lead for Fathers Matters from Heartlines, but he's going to share with us exactly what this whole project encompasses, because this is a beautiful resource tool that we can apply in our cell groups, in our church, amongst our friends, amongst our family. There are so many ways of sharing these resources, and the accessibility and the availability is phenomenal. And it's across all races, all traditions, all cultures, and the beauty of it, it affects our fathers and our families. So we're wanting you to just come and listen and join us this afternoon. If you want to know more about us, excuse me, sorry about that, we have a WhatsApp line on 081-729-1657. Our telegram is exactly the same number, 081-729-1657. And we have an SMS line, which is normal rate supply, is 37988. And we have our Facebook. Please go on our Facebook. We have amazing guests. You can see who our guests are. You can interact, and you can listen to the, our interviews later on as well. And we have a counseling department, which is very essential as well, which is 021-9177-000. And you can dial option one, and we can see how we can help you in prayer or direct you into the direction that you need, and if you just need an ear to listen to hear on the other line. And we are really going to be encouraging you that this afternoon, Nkosinati, you're going to share with us what your project actually entails. So just share with us briefly.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lynette. I think that one of the key things is we did a research, first of all. We did a research, and the research was focusing, is this subject an important subject? And this is where we realized that actually it's very important. One of the outcomes of the research that the research gathered was that, the risk of not having a father figure in the life of a child, it increases their risk of being involved in gender-based violence, being victims or perpetrators of gender-based violence.
Sure.
The absence of the positive presence of men in the life of a child. It increases drug abuse, drug and alcohol abuse, teenage pregnancy, educational outcomes that are negative. A lot of kids that drop out of school are coming from those homes where there's an absence. You know, the juveniles, you name it. There's quite a list of things where children are being impacted by the absence of fathers or of men in their lives. And I think it's very important that we acknowledge that. And also, we also discovered that over 60% of the children in South Africa live without the present biological father in their homes.
It is horrifying.
That's horrifying. It is.
It's mortifying.
Scary. It's scary to think about it. Actually, Home Affairs says 60% of the children that are born in their birth certificate, the father's name is not there.
Not even on it. Oh my goodness.
So we are dealing with a pandemic that then leads to all of these other issues that happen in our society. And also, again, this thing that I mentioned, that we've got two kinds of fathers. We've got the biologically absent father because of whether the father ran away, the father passed away, the father is in jail. There's a number of reasons,
yes,
why the fathers are not physically there. But also, we've got the present father, but emotionally absent.
Yes, totally disconnected.
Totally disconnected with the kids. And it discovered that these fathers, and one of the key factors, we've got about eight themes that we talk about. And one of the key themes in that is the fact that we always have this mentality that fathers are only providers, right?
It's the way we've raised our children.
How we raise our children.
Cowboys don't cry.
Exactly. So if you cannot provide, then you are not a father.
Mm.
And a lot of fathers ran away because they felt that they could not provide. And they felt that if I'm not able to provide, therefore I'm not a father.
And they failed.
But those that are present are able to provide. They think that by providing and buying all of these gadgets, then I am a father.
Yes, their identity is in that.
Their identity is that. I buy all of these things. I buy all of these games for you. I buy that. I do that for you. What more do you want? Right? And some of the fathers would even go to that extent of asking that question. But the reality is that children are not looking for that. They want a relationship.
Mm.
And it was interesting that when we did this research, it highlighted that so significantly.
Yes.
That children were not looking for all of these things that you can do.
But it's not what they want.
It's not what they want. They're looking for love. They're looking for attention.
They want to be played
they
with.
They're looking
support.
For identity.
Yes.
They're looking for someone that says, I believe in you.
And I love you.
Well done, my boy. Mm. Well done, my daughter. That was great. You've got potential. You know, all of those things, they're looking for those issues. And sometimes we miss the mark in thinking that by providing, then we've done our job as fathers. And that's the reality. So we conduct workshops and we engage men on these issues and have conversations. So we conduct workshops in the different churches. We are available to come to your church and we come and conduct workshops. But we've also developed what we call connect groups. We've developed resources for connect groups so that the conversation continues.
Yes.
The conversation.
Even after the
workshop, after all of that has been done, because the workshop is just an awakening of the reality. And then there needs to be ongoing conversation and support of each other. Because as men, we need to be saying, how are we fathering? I need men in my church to ask me, how are you fathering? You know, how is your fatherhood journey? Whether my child is a young child or my child is a teenager.
Or an adult.
Mm. Because we find that in our churches, we have men that are struggling with fathering issues, but they've got no one to talk to about those issues.
Mm.
So we're saying, let's create a supportive, safe environment where we can have those conversations. If I'm struggling with my son or with my daughter, I need to be able to say, to talk to someone saying, hey, look, I'm battling with this. How do I journey with this? How do I, you know? So because we felt so lonely, as if this journey is supposed to be journeyed alone.
And the thing is, a lot of shame gets put on it as
exactly.
well. People feel convicted.
I feel like a failure.
Self-condemnation.
Exactly.
And they don't want to speak out. And they might be driving Porsches and whatever. And then, or, you know, and actually have shame attached to it.
Attached to it. Because I feel like I've failed my children. And sometimes when my children behave in a certain way and they tell me that you are absent, then I feel like a failure. But if I have got other men next to me that we journey together and have an ongoing conversation,
yes.
in our churches. So in our churches,
we get
these,
that balance.
We get the balance because the church is supposed to be a supportive structure. The church is supposed to create that environment. So we've got those resources. We've got films that are available online. We've got
incredible
films.
You need to watch them. Very relatable.
Six films that we've created. You can download them on YouTube. They are available on YouTube. We've got a discussion guide with those films.
Wonderful.
Got a discussion guide. And so we've got other tips that we make available. But more than anything else, we've got a WhatsApp platform. 060-058-2107. That platform, it's a coaching platform. So if I've got any question as a father, I go to that platform and I ask whatever question I have.
Say it again, please. And on the platform as
on
well.
On the platform. So it's a coaching platform and which we've made available. It's 060-058-2107. Save that number in your phone. Start communicating with that number. It will give you whatever answers you want.
Praise
whatever
the
struggle.
Lord.
I'm struggling with my son with drugs, my daughter with drugs, or whatever. Whatever question, that platform will answer for you. And get you connected and answered.
I think this is absolutely wonderful. And it's Heartlines.
Yes.
I mean, the initiative is by Heartlines.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful name for an organization. It's
yeah.
Lines and connection and
it's
heart.
Heart connecting.
Father's heart.
Yeah.
Father God's heart. Amazing.
Yes.
But your time flies when good things are happening.
Yes.
But we're going to listen to Brenton Brown, Humble King, and I think we're going to have this break now, and we will join Pastor straight after this. Oh, my word. That was the Humble King by Brown, and we just want to thank the Lord for his beautiful heart, the Father heart of God.
Mm.
And we are so privileged to be serving a Father that is so loving and so his grace is sufficient on our people, on our nation. And we are really talking about his heart today. So we have Pastor Nkosi
Sikosinati.
Pastor Kusinati in the studio with us this afternoon, and he is the lead and community facilitator for the whole of Heartlines, the Father's Matter. I'm so emotional at the moment. It is such an important topic, and we need to bring our fathers into alignment according to the Word, into this full alignment. Mm. And he is going to share with us what they are doing as an organization and foundation. Infiltrating the communities, infiltrating the churches, connect groups, every aspect that they can possibly do.
Mm.
They are bringing resources available to you and at a press of a button, but he's going to share all of that with you right now.
Yeah, thank you so much, Renee. Again, it's wonderful to be here. And I think one of the things that reminds me when really God placed this in my heart to be involved, because I've worked in this space and worked with people like Casa Customs, The World Needs a Father,
yes.
and many other organizations, Bulelo Bigwani, who does Isiseko Institute. And so it's been wonderful to just see how many organizations, Character Company, Yako, and many others who are working in this space. And we are saying together, let's come together. Let's bring back the fathers to the children. The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 6 says, you know, God will send a prophet. It's amazing that how God closes the Old Testament with that passage. That the assignment for the prophet would be to bring back the hearts of the fathers to the children.
Amen.
And the hearts of the children to the fathers.
Yes.
Because, you see, we can always say, hearts of the fathers to the children, but it's not enough. Children themselves need to repent of the things they've done, and their hearts must be connected back to their fathers.
Yes.
And God says, I will curse the land if this does not happen.
Oh.
What a warning in the Old Testament. What a warning as God closes this chapter of the Old Testament, that if this does not happen, God will curse the land. And so it's very important that we take this subject very seriously, because God takes it seriously. As a loving father,
amen.
As a loving father, he is a loving father. He showed his love to us. by giving his only son and gave him for us so that he can get us and buy us back.
Amen. Yes.
And buy us back as his children. Amen. And so what we're doing is in the heart of God. It's in God's mind, it's in God's heart, it's in God's agenda. And so we are saying very important for churches to be involved. And we've got a few things that I just want to mention that some
Please
of the
do.
Projects that we're doing. We've got a Father's Matter Church, which is the workshops that we do, the resources that we've developed for connect groups, the you know, the films that we've done, and we provide guidance obviously in churches. We've got reps in the Western Cape and nationally that can be involved with you, and you can get in touch with us and we will be able to come to your church and do a workshop with your man.
Yes,
whether
I think it's wonderful.
Breakfast, whether it's a men's breakfast or whatever, we come to you and we are able to facilitate this workshop for you. And you can always download the films, download the guidelines on www.fathersmatter.org.za. www.fathersmatter.org.za. You will see a lot of information there. So we've got Fathers Matter Church. We've got Fathers Matter ECD.
Yes, early very important.
Early childhood development. We are really
focusing on that
as well, in saying how do fathers get involved from an early stages of the child, rather than being involved later in the life
when
of
the
child,
problems come.
When the problems come. So we're really trying to say, fathers, sometimes it let me take the turn to actually take my child to the crèche.
Very, just a simple thing like that. It's important.
Simple thing like that. And that bond that takes place in the car,
no
or
child
as you walk,
forget.
That child will never forget. Right. As you walk or as you drive to the crèche, and when you say goodbye, that hug, that kiss in the cheek, those small things that we think that are not important, we're saying, fathers, get involved in your early child, in the early childhood. So we've got Fathers Matter ECD, training is provided for you, and we've got Fathers Matter Sport.
Oh. I know you got lots of pride in that one.
Yeah. We are working with them. We work with Stellenbosch Football Club. We've got a lot of, because we are working with sports people. We're entering that space and saying, how do we speak
the street?
Yes. How do we keep young people off the streets? How do we develop fathers out there who are coaches, who can play a father figure role in the lives of these children? Mm. So we've got Fathers Matter Sport. We've got a whole course that we've developed that we run through with clubs. From high level, from high performance clubs to your local community clubs. So any clubs,
incredible.
Any academy is we are available. We've got Fathers Matter Corporate. If you're a businessman and you've got men in you, you know, you've got people in your company, we come, we do, and we facilitate a training for you, for your people in your company. We actually did a project with Nando's.
You are amazing.
That was absolutely amazing. And fathers received, they received vouchers to be able to go and take out their children.
Wonderful.
It was a competition. They just had to tell their story. It was a wonderful thing that we did. So we've got Fathers Matter Corporate. We've got Fathers Matter Bikers.
Yes, I love that one. Yo, that is going to be
bikers.
So special.
We worked with the bikers. Bikers are always seen as these, you know, Harley Davidson people who
mean,
you know,
or something.
And, exactly. But they are fathers.
Big hearts.
They are fathers, big hearts. So we've done some projects with fathers in that space as well. We're looking forward to doing, more. And then we've got Tips for Dads that you can actually get online, and you can find Tips for Dads, and you can find testimonies. We did a project called Papa Do My Hair.
Yes, is that not gorgeous?
Amazing, where we saw fathers, you know, just doing their
daughters'
hairs and all of that. Just being fathers.
Tender and fathers.
That's just being fathers. But we are doing everything that we can to make sure that fathers are present. The family unit is healed and fathers are coming back to their children. We spend time with your son or daughter on the field of play. You are able to be present as a father. And that's what we're doing. So you can go to our website, www.fathersmatter.org.za, and you will find us there. Or you can contact us.
Praise the Lord for the work that you are doing. May the Lord continuously use you people to restore families, reconcile, navigate into new happy generations, healed and whole.
Amen.
So that is our heart's desire, is to pray into that family. If you are interested, please go and get the help or invite them. They are the most amazing bunch of people put together. Amen. Their hearts all in the right place, and Amen. God is in the center of it all. That is just amazing. So, Pastor Nkosinathi, you are just next level. I am so impressed of the work that you are doing.
Thank you.
And may the Lord continuously use you mightily for his kingdom and his glory. You will just grow from strength to strength in all areas that the organization will infiltrate our communities and our churches and heal our beautiful country.
Thank you.
And I just want to encourage you this month. Honor your fathers.
Yes.
There's a high price to pay if you do not honor each other. And be respectful. Makes no difference what the story is behind the story. Just, it's never too late to start. So this is the month that we can really come and regroup and reconnect with our fathers. So I just want to encourage you, family out there, take care of your hearts. Take care of your family. Start having these little checklists and seeing where you're dropping the ball. Honestly, it's not a big failure to start over again.
Amen.
So we just trust the Lord for your journey in this month to a new life and a happy life as a family.
Amen.
So we just take care, stick to the rules, and look after yourselves, look after your health. There's a lot of things going around, so please take care and look after yourselves. And thank you for being with us this afternoon. And Pastor, thank you. You're such
a
blessing.
Thank you so much.
Cannot wait to have more of you on our shows.
Thank you.
But God bless you. And we say goodbye right now. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.